Hey guys, are you in a band in Austin? You're looking for a great space to rehearse? Well, let me tell you about Space Rehearsal and Recording. Space is a state-of-the-art, affordable venue for rehearsal and recording located just a few short miles south of downtown Austin. Countless pros, including myself, practice there. You can find out more about them and call them at 512-448-9518 or look them up on the interweb, spaceatx.com. Tell them you heard about them on How Did I Get Here and get one free hour. That's Space Rehearsal and Recording. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
Right. Hello. I've got a great show for you guys today. I just came right out and said it. I'm Johnny. I'm your host. I do have a great show for you today. This is a different kind of show. I had a couple of my friend comics come over. A new friend, Avery Moore, who I just saw at a Charlie Hodge show a few weeks ago. And my old friend, Ryan County, who I've known for the last couple of years. He's been on the show once, and I've seen him perform at least a dozen times or more. Avery is the host of the late slot at the Velveeta Room on Fridays here in Austin. I suggest you go down there. The Velveeta Room's a great place, and they have great shows on Fridays, but the late slot is great. My friend Lucas used to host it, and now Avery is the host of it, and it's a fantastic show. It's dirty, and it's very funny, and it's kind of out of control crazy because people are drunk. Sometimes the comics are a little drunky and funny. People loosen up, and they get a little dirty, and it's a good time. And Avery is the host of that. She's a fantastic comic. I saw her at the Charlie Hodge show, and I made her hug me afterwards, which it seemed like it kind of freaked her out. But anyway, we have a great conversation. The two came over on a Sunday morning a couple of weeks ago, and we just had a few beers and sat around and shot the shit. And it's kind of a different How Did I Get Here, but it's a great conversation. Ryan County is one of the funniest people that I think I've ever met, honestly. Like, he's just naturally so funny. He just makes me laugh constantly when he's talking. And Avery is super funny, and so we just have a great, fun conversation on a Sunday morning having some beers. I normally don't drink during the show, so that's why I'm mentioning that we had some beers. It's a little bit different, it's a little looser, and it's a little gigglier, okay? All right, so that is coming at you in just a minute. Let me tell you what's going on with me. As I told you, I've been traveling. But when I'm doing this, I haven't done it yet, so there's this weird time thing that I'm dealing with in my mind. So let's go back to last weekend. Skyrocket played on Friday at Hanover's, and it was a freak show. It was out of control. The crowd was nuts. There was a group of people that lost their shit in the last set because we hadn't played Dancing Queen, and it was coming up in the set, but we were setting up to do another song, and they saw it wasn't Dancing Queen. They were like, hey, man, come on. We got to get Dancing Queen. And it was so weird. I mean, I had to say something to one of the dudes. I was like, you're a grown man saying this to people. Like, come on, relax. It's coming. You're grown in your 40s. Relax. Dancing Queen is coming. Keep your panties on. These people get crazy sometimes. Totally crazy. There was some wacky dancing. There was some pole dancing. There was some freedom dancing, which I'm glad is coming back. Some of that hippie dancing that I always enjoy watching from the stage makes me laugh. If you do it, I'm sorry I'm laughing at you. And then Saturday, we went to Hunt, Texas to play this wedding. And it was a crazy youthful wedding. And the people got wasted. I mean, these people got trashed. And as the night went on, they were drunker and drunker. And, you know, people were taking microphones, people were coming on stage, people were wanting tambourines, but it was actually one of the most fun weddings we've played because it was so out of hand. And it was, I mean, you know, it was in a beautiful place out in Hunt, Texas, like in this, outside of Kerrville. I don't know if you know this area, but it's like kind of out in the country in Texas, in the hill country. It's beautiful. There were all these bungalows, and then there was this beautiful, like, event room, and that's where we played. And it was a great time. I got to play catch with Benjamin. We sat around and tossed the ball around. I took a little nap next to my friend Darren on some yoga mats in the room that they gave us as a green room. It was a good time. Hey, speaking of Skyrocket, tomorrow night we are playing at the 1-to-1 bar. Saturday, October, 11th? Yeah, October 11th at the 1-to-1 bar, Saturday. Do it. Come on out. If you're in Austin, come on out. We're doing like an after ACL thing, and it should be a lot of fun. Usually that's a good room to see us, I think. And it's also in Austin. So a lot of times we're playing on the outskirts at the Hanovers or out at Steiner Ranch or at the Roost or something. And now we're actually playing in town on a weekend night. So if you are free, if you are done with ACL and you want to dance your ass off to some music, come on out and see us play. There's a little self-promotion. Boom. Skyrocket. At the 1-to-1 Bar, Saturday, October 11th. Rock on. Also, my internet people are coming tomorrow, Saturday, between 6 and 7. They're going to come here before I go to the 1-to-1 Bar, and they're going to fix my Wi-Fi, and I will once again be able to upload shows to you from my own home. Thank God. Okay? All right. So what else is going on with me? Told you, you know, speaking of 1-to-1 Bar, we got this Mr. Rocket Baby thing coming up on December 9th. Sorry, December 9th. It's a long way away, but it's closer than you think. Mr. Rocket Baby, Reunion. That's a band I was in 1993 and 1994. So this band hasn't played together in over 20 years. We won Best Pop Band in the Austin Chronicle Music Poll. We were a popular band in the time, if you weren't around at that time, or if you're the age of Avery and Ryan, my guests today, you might have been like 3 fucking years old when we were playing, or 2 years old. Who even knows how old these people are? Anyway, so that's going to be happening, and I'm a little bit nervous about it. I'm, the songs are old. I don't play any of them anymore. Not because I hate them, but because I outgrew them. So I'm going back to a place musically that's a little... it's not uncomfortable. It's just like, yeah, I did this. You know, like I've been kind of going through the songs and playing them. And at first it was exciting. It was like, oh yeah, this song. I remember this song. And then I was like, oh yeah, now I remember why I don't play this song. But I think it's going to be fun to reunite with those guys that I haven't been in the same room with in over 20 years. Like we all haven't been in the same room together in over 20 years. So that'll be interesting. You know, we're going to get together a couple of days before the show and rehearse for a couple of days, and I guess that's what I'm in it for. I'm in it for that time in the room, to hang out, reconnect with these people, and kind of leave this situation a little bit better than I left it last time, at least, if not a lot better. You know what I mean? Like have a connection with these guys again that's positive instead of like a disconnection that's negative, okay? So speaking of positive connections, let's talk to Ryan and Avery. All right, Avery Moore, Ryan County, 2 very, very funny comics. Look them up on the internet. They're funny. Their videos are available on the YouTube, and you can laugh at them if you live in Austin. Find out where they're playing. You know that that Avery is the host of The Late Slot on Fridays at the Belvedere Room in Austin, and Ryan County is doing tons of shows. They both do tons of shows. So get out there and find out where they are, okay? Oh, hey, before I let go, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Jason Trout, old friend of mine from Austin, who now lives in Indiana. He put out a new album. It's called Out of My Mind and Into Yours. You can find out more about it at jasontroutmusic.com. I like it when people send me stuff. He sent me a CD in the mail. He didn't include a note, though, which is weird. I'm gonna tell him that I gave him a shout-out on the show, though. Okay? All right, so check it out. If you want to hear some music, Jason Trout, he's a great songwriter. He's a great guy. So check it out at jasontroutmusic.com, okay? Let's talk to Avery Moore and Ryan County, 2 very, very funny people. We met on a Sunday over some beers a few weeks ago, all right? Let's get down.
Hey, is that your old lady over there?
No, man, that ain't none of my old lady. I used to talk to her, but then the cat she go with now, and he just busted her. Now listen to this.
I heard some electronic drums there.
Yesterday.
Who's John?
Just some scumbag. No, he's
my roommate.
You moved here with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd
no,
you move?
He...
You moved here from where?
San Antonio.
Yeah.
Yeah, Porto San Antonio. 210 Countdown City, baby.
What's the name of his band? We leave at midnight,
yeah.
We went...
Oh, you saw him at Hotel Vegas?
We didn't see him. We got there. at like 11, and they had already left.
I was hoping that I would be out in time to go see him, but I wasn't.
Well, I thought, you know, they'd start at 11:30 and leave by midnight, but...
Yeah, they didn't.
They were.
What's going on in San Antonio?
A lot of stuff. It's like a burgeoning art scene.
It's
like, you know, it's like bubbling
up. Burgeoning?
Burgeoning.
I play there at Sam's.
At Sam's Burger mm-hmm. Joint. I used to go to the Ska Explosion there.
Oh, yeah?
Like every 2 weeks when I was in... A little baby.
You like Scott?
Not a real baby. No, yeah, when I was like 14, 15.
They do comedy shows there, don't they?
Yeah. The comedy scene is kind of, it's good. There are good people down there, but the clubs aren't as supportive as they are up here.
Right.
But Jay White Cotton, you guys know Jay White Cotton?
No.
He does
he's a real piece of work.
He's awesome. He does the punk altercation tour with JT.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Jay's awesome.
He's super funny. But he started a little underground club there called the Blind Tiger that's below the Magic Time Machine, which is a themed restaurant.
From like Pulp Fiction?
I know what that's about. Yeah.
And it's in the basement in this old like lounge bar that they just had closed up for like 20 years. And now he rents it, and there's this badass comedy club down there now. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's the nudity like?
Prevalent.
Cool. I'll have to email him about that show.
Yeah. Lots of nudity. Lots of balls.
Okay. That mostly was going to be balls. My next question.
There's just balls everywhere?
Yeah, it's mostly balls.
No shafts?
Real.
What's the ball to shaft ratio?
It's heavy. Heavy on the balls, and
heavy balls. Heavy
light
balls.
On the shaft.
Yeah, light on the shaft, heavy on the balls. But yeah, San Antonio rules.
I was there a couple weeks ago to go to the Ripley's. You guys heard about this?
Yes, I've seen the Ripley's there when I've been playing at that weird old hotel.
It was actually really cool. Believe it, Ripley's or not, it. It was pretty fun. The only thing that sucks about San Antonio is...
Believe like, it, Ripley's driving. Or not.
Driving around there sucks.
Yeah.
Well, I met a cat, though. Ben?
Ben the cat? Oh, I know
Always
Ben.
A little kitten. I gave him my salmon, which I kind of regret. It was like $8 at Whole Foods.
Do you guys know anything about Old Blues?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Robert Johnson is?
Yeah, he played at... what is that hotel?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to tell you.
The Gunther.
Yeah, which is across from
that's
that
the name
place.
Of the band?
Mm-hmm.
Old Blues?
No. No, this guy Robert Johnson. He's the guy that sold his soul to the devil at
yeah,
the crossroads.
Yeah, there's only like two known photos of him, and they don't even know if it's
and
him.
And there's only a couple of recordings, and they were done by the Lomaxes, who worked for the Smithsonian Institute, who went around capturing American folk music with just a field recorder in like the 20s and 30s. And 40s and 50s, and I think it still does it. Like the sun still's doing it.
And this guy was great.
He's like the
if you
one of
you
the...
like Jack White.
Sure.
Everything like
of
the way
white
Jack
stripes.
White sings.
Yeah.
Everything he sings like him. He's.
What if he's like him? Jack White's like a vampire, right?
Could be.
Or he just
he is
pale.
Could be. But they have the really room pale. The room there that he recorded in. I have thought many times of going there, renting that room for a couple of days, and recording a record.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Get the spirit in you.
That's a beautiful hotel, too.
It is beautiful.
The Gunther.
We played some event there, and then we saw the Ripley's, believe it or not. The Alamo is there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not a big fan of the Alamo.
I did a show at the Minger once, that haunted hotel next to the Alamo.
Yeah.
It was in a production of The Giving Tree for a Christmas party.
It's a
Eddie
play?
Murphy movie?
Yeah, it was a play. Yeah.
Or no, that's a...
That's the Golden
that's
Child.
A Thousand Words or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Ghost Dad?
No, that one's great. A Thousand Words where it's a tree, Eddie Murphy, like there's a tree and every time he says a word, one of the leaves fall off the tree.
What?
And then once all the leaves fall off, like he dies or something. I didn't watch it, but it's called like A Thousand Words.
I know what you're talking about, yeah. He's only allowed to say 1,000 words and then can't say anymore, but he's a guy that talks a lot.
He's like He's wild. You know, have you seen Shrek?
Yeah.
He plays the voice of the donkey.
No.
I think.
No.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No, I knew
it's
that.
Wild.
Do you guys, I mean, I know this may sound stupid, but if it does sound stupid, you can make fun of me. But if not, you don't have to. Did you ever see his like early comedy stuff?
Mm-hmm. Like Raw?
Like isn't it before Raw, like Delirious? Like Delirious. Like 19.
The greatest thing I've heard was that, I think I read it in a book or just made it up, but how he got on SNL was he just kept calling. Like he would call Lorne Michaels. This was back before texting and cell phones and stuff. So he somehow got the number and he would call and leave messages on Lorne Michaels. That's his name, right? Lorne Michaels. on his thing, and he'd be like, hey man, and Lorne Michaels had no idea who he was, but he'd be like, hey man, I'm really sorry, I can't make it this Saturday, I know you guys want me on the cast, and I'm just real busy, maybe we can get at it next week, or I don't know, man, I just want to apologize, I'm not going to be able to make it. And he just did that over and over and over until they like gave him a chance.
Yeah.
And then he blew it. He did.
Blew it.
And then now look at
he you totally know? Blew it. He could have really done well had he not done all that calling.
Yeah.
That, I don't know if that's a true story or not though, but that's what I heard.
Do you guys?
I think I read it from that book, that Saturday Night Live book.
Oh.
You know that one? What's it called?
It's called Live from New York.
Yep.
I have it, and I read it.
Then it's not from that. Nah, no. Maybe I just blogged that.
Maybe you did.
That's a story I wrote. That's a short story I wrote.
I do know that he started real young. He was kind of like a Chris Rock kind of guy.
No, yeah.
Right. He was young, but he was younger, and people, like, he was one of those guys that, like, as soon as he went on stage, everybody, you know, was there seeing him.
Yeah.
When did you start, Avery?
Doing comedy? 2010. So, like, almost 5 years ago. 20.
What got you to do it?
I was an actor for a long time. My mom, I like grew up in a theater.
Of course, in the Giving Tree.
Yeah, and was like a little, not like an awful child actor where you go to LA and stuff. I was like stage acting.
Mm-hmm. And just did that an actor for a long from time. San Antonio.
Just an actor from San Antonio, baby. And I went off and did that in school, and then was in like this touring company for children's theater and did that shit and didn't. I just hate actors.
Oh yeah,
and I hated the fact that I was performing like other people's work, and I was writing a lot of sketches, and I've always just wanted to be funny, and I hated straight plays and dramatic plays, and I just wanted to be funny. So I made a dumb New Year's resolution, and I went and did an open mic at Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club, and it didn't go well, but I never stopped. And then I moved here like 2 years ago. So
what's that like? Like, it's never not gone well. So I don't
for you. Yeah.
it's only gone.
Well, when you go up, when you write jokes about, like, you know,
you're supposed to write.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you sit down with your pen and your pad, and maybe you only write like literary jokes at first, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, like, I don't know, maybe they're a little too strange for the crowd that's just waiting to go see a movie next door.
Yeah.
And is that where the Laugh Out Loud is at?
Yeah, it's the one next to the movie theater.
Did they change name?
No.
Names?
LOL.
Wow.
That's LOL.
Could you guys?
Oh, the Alamo?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw that. I went to
the first open mic at the Alamo.
Sin City 2 when I was in San Antonio. Ripley's, Sin City 2.
Oh, no, I went to the Alamo.
Yeah, the Alamo Draft House?
No, the Alamo.
Oh.
To do an open mic.
They don't
mic.
Serve beer there.
At the Alamo?
No.
What is that? What is why?
There's too many Alamo things here.
Yeah.
And then there's the actual Alamo.
Yeah.
I'll stick with the Draft Houses.
I did a show the other day. It was Laugh Damn It. With Derek Phelps, and it's a comedy game show. It used to be at Cat, but now it's at the Highball.
Uh-huh.
And they kept saying, "We're gonna have Alamo themed prizes," and I was not connecting the Highball to the Alamo Draft House. And I was like, "That is so tight! Like, I want to see these Alamo themed prizes."
Snow globes were just, to the Alamo. Yeah.
Then they were just gift cards to the Draft House. I was like, "Damn, where's the Bowie knife?" And the coonskin cap.
So do you still act or want to act? Would you want to be on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, that was my dream.
Okay.
Yeah. I do like, I'm in like a web series right now and do that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What? Which one?
What's, it hasn't come out yet.
Okay.
What's the nude ratio?
Yeah, the nude
nudio
ratio.
The nudio ratio. That's audio nude.
Am I gonna not a lot of beat nudity. It when I watch this.
Yeah, not a lot of nudity.
I'm gonna be honest, when I'm on the internet, strictly business.
I'm not wearing pants. Saying. Yeah, so I mean, yeah. I'll watch your show as long as there's some embaiting.
There's some hand holding and like some whipped cream. I can
okay.
say that.
Okay, that's cool enough.
I'm
they
out.
Don't. They don't. Those aren't. In the same scene, so don't.
Right, I'm back in. I'm back in.
Have you done enough work to have a SAG card?
No.
Okay.
Screen Actors
I thought
Guild?
You said yeah. sad no. for a second.
Yeah. Do you have a SAD card?
No, because when in San Antonio, nothing's really. There's no.
They don't. Have...
There aren't any unions down there, so you're not. You don't do any equity stuff. And I worked for a company that, like, we weren't equity. So I was in like a touring company and did that, but really, I was like a. I was a props mistress and a scene builder.
What?
So I did.
What is a mistress?
Prop. Well, it's like prop master, but yeah, you say props mistress because they're gender specific terms, I guess. I don't like. I'd rather be a prop master.
I don't know. Mistress sounds.
Yeah. Rare.
Sounds like you're
exotic.
Mm, yeah.
I'm making giant cookies.
Sounds like you're
cookies.
Back there in the prop
Ooh.
Room.
Did
you see the prop mistress, man?
But yeah, I would like rent myself out for stuff like that and build for like arts festivals and things like that. But no, I never. I didn't get to the point where I really wanted to ever go. I didn't get to the point where I wanted to go, like, do that. I quit before I ever went to, like, L.A. or New York or anything to act.
Because
I didn't like
early,
it.
Huh?
I just wanted to tell jokes, dog.
With, like, the internet and everything, you can just make your own stuff.
Yeah.
Too.
Just yes.
make silly little vids. It's all about them YouTube hits.
I've enjoyed your rap videos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
Where guys are playing cards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
That Newman.
Just one. It's like
That's just
3
one?
Years old.
Sorry.
I'm still riding that paycheck, though.
Are you? Those yeah, YouTube plays pay,
25,
man.
Yeah.
They do.
25 cents a year.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting off that. To be honest with you, I'm living on it.
What? Hey, what else are you going to live on?
I blew a fourth of my paycheck on these sweet tarts, though.
Do you want to be a... guy on a show?
Yeah.
Ever? Like
yeah,
a comedy
it depends
show?
What show. No.
CSI?
America's Most Wanted. I really want to do Disney stuff. Like Disney TV shows
really?
Or like Nickelodeon. Yeah. I'm a huge ham.
Is you are a word? Huge ham.
Plus, that'd be so easy.
Voice
you know,
acting?
One take. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. Veronica, laugh track.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody slips.
There's not real people laughing?
Oh, there is. Into the mics. No, it's Siri type. I want to do Disney real bad. I don't know why. I want to have a ridiculous resume. Do like a bunch of Disney episode, like being a Hannah Montana type.
Right.
Side character.
Who do you think you'd
and then
be
like
the,
serious
like the,
drama.
Like kind of the weird... older brother.
I'd be the wild card.
The wacky nerd
yes.
in the class.
I'm very stupid and then everybody laughs.
Oh, you're gonna be playing a much younger person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be playing your age.
That is
but then
yeah.
you'd be there like with a bunch of 12-year-olds.
What was that guy in
from
Hannah Montana? He was like 30 and he played
34.
Like a 12-year-old.
He played her brother and he goes he played one of her brothers. Now he's on Kicking It, he's the lead star of Kicking It. Also those 3 years nannying, I really got a solid grasp on what, because
yeah.
that's all I watch is I got paid to watch Disney and they're pretty funny in such a stupid way. It's just like, it's seriously just like adult kids playing
yeah.
For a living. None of them are really that talented, which is why I think I would fit in. what was he? He was a character in Hannah Montana. And he went on Jimmy Fallon or something, or Jimmy Kimmel, and he comes out, and everyone's like, oh, he's 18 years old. He's 19 years old. Let's go 20 maximum.
Yeah.
And he comes out, and he's super silly and doing karate moves and stuff. And then he sits down, and then the first question is like, so how old are you? And he's like, I'm 34. And the entire audience goes, oh.
Yeah.
And then he That's looked 34 weird. Immediately once he said that.
Yeah.
I was like, hey.
How old are you? You're in your 20s. You're
I'm
young.
42.
No, you're not.
I know. I'm 25.
Jesus, you're both young.
Mm. We're both 25.
You both have a bright future ahead of you.
Technically 145. Still alive, baby. I'm immortal. I've been immortal for at least 145 years, as far as I can remember.
Do you have a show that you host? Don't you have a show that you host?
I don't
Sometimes
know.
Sometimes I get involved.
I don't know anymore if I do. The Holy Mountain Show?
Yep.
I don't have any more dates for that.
Okay.
Chris Cubis is back in town, though, so we might go.
He's back?
He's back.
From Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Born in Kansas
City. Mm-hmm.
That guy's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's just, you know, just real. He's a real coward, is the... I don't know why I immediately... It's some self-defense thing I immediately just call. You know, people I like, it's just like, you know, he's a... That guy's a scumbag. He's just full of scum. He's just a bag full of wet scum. Nope. That one sounds weird. Wet scum.
Wet scum.
Do you guys tour?
Scum.
Not a lot.
I can't afford to.
Yeah, I can't afford to. I'll go to like
one-off
dates.
It's the same thing
dates.
With music people. I mean, it's hard to
go out of town for like one day.
Okay.
But no.
And that's about a break even.
Where do you
situation.
Go and what happened? Like, explain it to me. Like, what kind of show are you doing? Where are you on the bill? And where are you going?
Usually going to like host somewhere or like a showcase or something.
Right.
So, like, you know, 5 or 6 comics and, like, no real headliner, just, like, 10-minute each kind of thing. But you just roll up with a bunch of homies and drive back that night.
Yeah. It's like none of us have Foley draws, so we can't draw a crowd.
I did one headlining show in San Antonio. Jay White Cotton let me headline down at the Blind Tiger. And that was great because a lot of, like, old friends came. But it was super, super funny. And,
Me and Cody have only done one show back in Nebraska since we moved here.
Yeah.
And it was last Christmas.
I think I've done like 3 there, and I've been here for like 2 years, and it's an hour away, which is really sad. And
well, you don't want to burn out that.
Yeah.
There's a novelty to going
family,
back to home.
But
no.
Why?
Well, do you need rent?
No.
That's why I go see. No.
Well, it's weird because in music, it's the same there too. Like, we got in some private scene for a while, and we were playing these weird debutante balls and then doing like a couple of...
Debutante? What's that mean?
Really rich people, and they do this thing where they walk downstairs and they bend down and squat. And
they like present young girls to society.
It's real creepy.
It's really creepy.
It's totally like
some
outdated.
Type?
It's totally Illuminati. It's totally like eyes wide shut
now.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was
but
a
like with
bridal
fathers
consultant.
And daughters.
For a long time, and
what is that job?
You work in a bridal salon, and you work with a bride until she finds like her dress and her bridesmaids' dresses.
It
was
awful.
With that?
Yeah.
It was disgusting, and I hated it. And it was like K-Love, which is like the Christian station was on in San Antonio, and it's all white.
K-Love.
The entire building was white: furniture, walls, fixtures, everything was white, and mirrors. And I had to wear high heels every day. And really, really rich girls would come in to buy wedding dresses for their cotillion. So they'd buy like $3,000 dresses just to like go to a party and be like, "Hi, boys."
Yeah,
that's it.
I'm not gonna have sex with you till marriage. Is that Kayla?
Wink, wink.
It seemed like that, or their dad was gonna send them to go have sex in like a room with somebody. It's creepy, man.
I'd be tight if my dad would do that. He doesn't even talk to me or answer my calls.
He doesn't?
No, I'm just kidding. Kevin County, shout out.
Yeah.
Kevin County.
What are you looking up?
Because he's lives in Nebraska and it's north of Texas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something real sad and then we're going to have to change the tone of the podcast.
I was like, you're doing like the two-finger to God thing. I was like,
he's my God. He created me.
What does he do?
He used to be, I don't know. He used to be a computer programmer for the VA hospital. And now he's just kind of in the getting close to retirement. Another 4 years. He works from home pretty much every day.
That's cool.
So I don't know what exactly. He takes calls and fixes computers. And
what does your mom do?
She works at a retirement home. 3 retirement homes. She's like an activities director. I actually worked
cool.
at the same
that's
retirement
awesome.
Home. That was badass. Just like a lot of horny women in retirement homes. You know what I mean?
A lot of fucking going on.
A lot of dusty fucking. Actually, they are. There's a lot of. I worked at a retirement home for like 4 years, and that was so fun hanging out. It was like not like people dying. It was just rich people that couldn't.
That's good. Yeah.
Live.
The,
yeah.
Like the sad.
There was still a decent turnover.
It'd be sad.
But
yeah.
But
you didn't
sweet.
Have like some like have to clean up people's
I worked I was a server I worked in the kitchen
that's
and then
great.
Just served them dinner But there would be some. I got a lot of ma'ams. My hair's always been. I've looked the same since like middle school. So I got a lot of ma'ams.
Like a cute girl until you get up close.
Yeah, yeah. Or until I turn around. Yeah. And then they're like, meh, I'll still go with it.
Yeah.
But there was one. They're so horny.
Yeah.
Like elderly. I think it's, they're just like, fuck it. Let's try and fuck it. Like,
oh, yeah. They got nothing. They got nothing to lose. Yeah.
They're, there was this one, this guy that would just cruise around in his little scooter, yeah. like his little moped scooter yeah. thing, just butt naked. Like he would just cruise around. And that's it pissed awesome. Off people because I don't want to see your nasty old wrinkly body. So it would piss off residents and everyone would complain. And they're like, he's like never got caught. Like he was like so good at it. Everyone, the residents would complain.
The door.
Yeah. They'd complain, and everyone would be like, we can't, we'll post a nurse on that corner, and then he'd be at the north corner or whatever. Like, this dude was like the Batman of nudity.
That's amazing. Are they boozing it up at these places?
Oh, yeah.
My grandma lives at one. But it's like assisted living, like apartments. So same thing.
It's a little like
assisted.
Not,
we had an assisted
one.
Living
yeah, more
section.
Positive, yeah, and so like she's like 86,
right?
And they have to like tell her to take her medicine, but she's not gonna die. Like so, all these people, they're just like they're playing canasta and poker and like really betting money. Like they get like she will call me and I'm like, how are you doing? She's like, oh, these fucking people. Oh, fucking Agnes.
Yeah. It's so weird. Like, it's like a high school
$25 buy-in. I just like, oh.
They just bitch about each other.
But yeah, they're like, they're boozing like
well, they got a lot
beer
of
and
pains.
Wine. And yeah, that's great. And they won't stop. Like they won't stop serving
Why
you unless
you?
You have restrictions with your medication, I guess. But like, yeah. I drank a lot of wine when I was there.
Yeah.
I never got drunk with them. I got a lot of uncomfortable hugs. They did those bony hugs. I'm really weird about getting touched in public and stuff. So then when it's like a skeleton doing it, it's even creepier. That's mean.
I'm just trying to go back through every time I've seen you in my mind, and I'm like, fuck, I probably tried to hug him a bunch of times.
Maybe. No, which is weird. I think I project that when I go on stage. I just try and touch as many people.
Yeah.
Because like I feel like they feel just as uncomfortable, with which they do.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to watch a movie. What? The hands coming out of the screen? That's a comedy audience. Maybe.
Yeah. Didn't I hug you the other night? You seemed shocked. And
that's all right.
Like, no.
I am a hugger. I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
I think I just didn't know who you were. So
I know.
Like,
I know.
I was like, what's up? Yeah.
Why is this guy
let's
doing
hug
this
it out. Sure, man.
Wait, who are you sitting with that I knew? You were sitting with someone that I knew.
Was this Tuesday?
At that Charlie Hodge show.
I don't know.
Probably
Rob Gagnon.
Sarah.
Ah, oh, Sarah Rayon.
Oh, yeah. Is she back?
That's you.
Yes.
Yep. She's back. She was at that show.
Sweet baby,
yeah,
Sarah.
Yeah.
I love you, Sarah.
I love
those
you, guys.
Sarah Rayon.
Yeah.
So here's.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's, you know, Mario DiGiorgio?
Yeah.
And Sarah Rayani. They both have
love you, Mario.
They both have normal first names. They're spelled like Mario and Sarah, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's Sarah.
But then their last Mario. Names are DiGiorgio
and
Rayani.
Rayani.
Yeah.
I don't have a point
thing?
Or anything.
Yeah.
It's just
like,
cool is that a common thing?
Bro.
Yeah, that was really good.
But call me Ryan.
Ryan.
County. Yeah. Ryan County.
Ryan County.
I don't know. Cause I don't
Are you Mexican at all?
No, I wish.
Oh, because San Antonio?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wish.
What are you? What's
I'm
your deal?
I'm Italian and Polish. So, no.
That's why you're so abrasive. I like that.
Thank you so
much. I
don't
know anything about cultures.
No, it was my dream to be Mexican when I was a kid.
Sure.
Because I was like the only kind of white person around. And I was like, God, look at their beautiful black hair
and
their rich culture. I just wished I was Mexican.
No one called you Mija at home?
Oh, yeah. Look, definitely.
Mija, I gotta tell you something.
Yeah. My house is still full of like pictures of the Virgin of Guadalupe, and my mom still calls me Mija. We're just like Polish and Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
San Antonio, Polish Italian.
Yeah. It's true.
What are you?
Cuban.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Tight.
But I lived in Mexico when I was a kid. I'm familiar with the people.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
We used to go down all the time before you would die.
Mm-hmm.
When it was safe.
Couple of gringos like us.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drive on down to the border towns. So your mom can buy some paper mache parrots.
I bet that one of my favorite accents is kind of the when an Hispanic accent is mixed with a Texan accent.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the Adam Sandler movie Spanglish?
Dude.
Is that how he talks?
No, I don't know. I've never seen it.
Y'all need to everybody around, y'all. It's just like me, I look.
Yeah, me to look.
Me to look.
Me to look, man. You don't go down there, Willie. You won't get hurt.
That's good.
Them boys are looking for you.
Yeah, and it's a suit jacket.
Them boys are out there looking for you.
Yeah, a suit jacket and a cowboy hat and boots and like starched jeans.
You got to see these guys. Okay, so I run on the trail every day. All right.
How fast?
As fast. It's very, if I told you, it's really sad. I've got it all on my phone because I document it all to keep track of my exercise. So I've always gone the east route, but now that they open this boardwalk, I go west. And the sad thing is, like, you go west, I run into people I know and stuff on the thing, and like other rock dudes that
are getting a run on.
Yeah.
But when you go on the east, if you go east and go around this way to Pleasant Valley and then back around 35 back to here, there's a ton of dudes in the starch cowboy shirts just walking fully dressed, like with their families. Like today on Sunday, they go fully dressed to like the park and walk the trail.
And it's beautiful. Not
Halloween, and they're beautiful, right? Little quinceañera dresses.
It's
man.
Beautiful.
Look at them little dresses, man.
When you run into people when you're running, do you talk to them but still running in
still
place?
Still running?
It depends. I've had...
Like, do you have that big of a red?
Yeah.
I had a chick that I didn't realize hated me. And I saw her, and I stopped and kind of pulled my earbuds out. I'm like, hey, I haven't seen her in years. And she's like, ugh. And I was like, whoa.
She did that?
Mm-hmm. And
what a beat.
Total beat. I saw.
What a bitch.
I see my friend David Messier goes at the same time as me.
Oh, Davey?
He's an engineer guy.
Yeah, that dude's tight. He's done all my engineer work at the house.
You should go record it. He's got a really nice studio over there on the east side. Anyway, I see
Will
him.
Will you let me?
I bet he would. I bet they would gladly invite you in there.
We're looking for a...
we need a studio.
Our band is looking for a studio for our next album because the last one we recorded, Brandon Lee and the Crows is our band.
Okay, so tell me, what do you need? I mean, I don't know if you realize that you're
We're just kind of rock stars.
You're in a recording studio. What about me?
I mean, the last album, like, we did it out in LA with like John Bryan, and
that was kind of like our big heady kind of.
I don't think he got us, so we had to come back to Austin, and now we
burned
need
some bridges.
Yeah, we need somebody else.
Fans say that's probably our weakest album.
Yeah,
but it's top charts.
Yeah,
on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I saw.
We have an audiobook coming out.
The story of the band, kind of like a behind the music.
It's just
short stories. Yeah.
It's me, Avery, Mike Wiebe.
Mm-hmm.
Avery, you want to hear something that goes
Jackson.
Full circle with your story?
This
is not
name.
A lie.
Yeah.
John's ex-girlfriend came to the late show.
Mm-hmm.
She was in town working on a movie. And our friend, I assume he's your friend as well, John Toll, was on stage.
Shit. This
and
is about
she
to
came
get wild.
In and she said to Lucas, hey, I'd like to go on. What's her name? Mary Lynn Rice Cub.
Oh, yeah. Mary Lynn.
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Show.
Mr. Show.
Yeah.
And I actually saw her open for John Bryan at Largo, and she had a band. I can't remember who the third girl was, but it was herself, Sarah Silverman, and somebody else. It was fucking awesome. Anyway, so she came in and she said, hey, I'd like to do, you know, a quick thing. And he was like, yeah, I'd love to have you on. Puts her name down. You'll go on after this guy. And somebody fucking said some shit during John Toll's set. And he went fucking ballistic.
Yeah.
And he like came out in the audience throwing chairs out of the way.
The locomotive.
Like got super intense.
That's what he's known.
Yeah.
And she turned to Lucas and was like, never mind. I'm not going on after that.
Oh.
But there you go. Full John Bryan circle.
Yeah.
God, I love you guys. You love John Bryan?
I love
Wait,
you, John.
So
you
know, she
I
also
know
sounds
dude.
Like a coward.
You do?
Yeah. The guy that signed my old band was the drummer of the band The Grays that he was in the 90s.
Aww.
And he
He's
would play at Largo on the Fridays. He's a genius.
He's a genius.
Did you ever see one of those shows?
I've never been out there.
So he like works it for Apple now?
That's like a
totally.
That's like a dream of mine.
It's
is
the most
to
amazing thing you've ever seen.
Go be like, oh, hi, Amy, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, hi, John. Hi, yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Oh, Paula Tompkins, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, Avery, come hang out with us. Let's hang out and party. And they'd be like, guys. They'd be like, we really like your jokes a lot.
Come take some selfies for Instagram with us.
Come take some selfies with us. Yeah.
Pretty unbelievable scene. When I would go see him at the old Largo when I was there for like an extended time.
Where's Largo?
In LA.
Across from Cantor's, directly across the street from Cantor's Deli. You know what I'm talking about?
In LA? I've never been.
Okay, on Fairfax,
California,
I think.
To California at all.
Oh. Well, anyway.
Good old Nebraska.
I went to a John Bryan show. Just one in particular, I remember. I was sitting next to, at a table next to Daniel Lanois and Emmylou Harris.
Oh, man.
And sorry, halfway through the show, he yelled out, "Hey, Elvis, Benmont," and Benmont Tench from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Elvis Costello got up out of the audience, went on stage and did a song with them. And then when they were done, he went, "Fiona, are you still here?" And she came up and they did this fucking just magical thing. It was just always amazing. I love that dude.
Yeah, me too.
I do. I love him so much.
No, that's
why do you love
magical.
Him? What did you like? What do you? How did you come across John Bryan?
Just like work he's done, like. Production work he's done. Like,
I mean, you got to be like kind of inside to throw John Bryan.
I have a lot. I am surrounded by musicians my whole life, and my boyfriend and my roommates.
What band is your boyfriend in?
It's Slow Mo Drags. They're rad. They're pretty new because we moved here and his old band dissolved, and now they have a new thing going on. Yes, my friend, my best friend, Marcus Rubio. He's a composer, noise guy. He's awesome. Marcus Rubio in the Gospel Choir of Pillows, and
I know him.
Yeah,
I think
he's the best. And they just the music that I've listened to over the years, and the way that my friends have like exposed me to things.
Yeah,
it's like my favorite band of all time is of Montreal, and like just getting into music like that and production like that, where people are really doing it on their own and not reliant on the industry. Mm-hmm. And Elliot Smith, like that had a lot to do with it too.
Check this out. That was his set list, like the one that sat in front of him with his footprint on it that my old tour manager got for me.
That's awesome.
How fucking awesome is that?
Yeah.
It's from the Figure Eight tour, like Never Ended. He came through here like four times. I saw him.
What year was that?
That's so awesome.
2000.
It's a good year, sure.
Yeah, I saw him a lot that year.
Yeah. But just like Paul Thomas Anderson, he does all the music for, and that's, he's one of my favorite directors
whole,
ever.
Like that whole thing is like Largo. All of his movies
that's
are
just
like
beautiful.
Little Largo scenes.
That's great.
Yeah. Fuck, that's so cool. Yeah. I'm glad that there's people out there that like, you can't bring those names up to lay people.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be like Boogie Nights. Like, I remember the Magnolia? If they saw it, there's like the song that everybody sings.
You know that
to
one?
Lay people?
Yeah, lay people.
To like, lay people? Like, try
the
and have
business,
sex
like
with
like
them?
Civilians. Yeah, to lay.
Civilians?
Yeah, to lay people.
I'm not even in it, but I feel like I'm like that one who's just like, oh, guys, hey, let me get my shoulder in here so I can listen to you talk for a minute. Oh, yeah, I picked that up. Okay, good.
Well, you threw around the right names for me because I'm like, okay, you're like a legitimate like music fan then.
I love music.
You're not some jackass just out there.
I love music. Guys. I'm jokes.
Guys like Fred.
Fred Durst? I do. I also love shit like that. Corn.
Just one of those days.
I'm gonna show you guys the thing.
She said.
When I was in this band behind you, Gowdy, we were on a label that was owned by
Lars
Ulrich.
I thought there was gonna be a live band. Right?
It's a live band. It's a live band. Look back. That's me. 15 years ago. We were on a band that was owned by Lars Ulrich, and our record came out literally July 11th, 2000.
Then never forget.
No, you can't, because the day before July 10th was the day that he delivered all the names of the Napster people to.
Oh.
Didn't 9/11 happen that day?
It also happened that day.
July 11th, 9/11, never forget. It's 9:11 p.m. July 11th.
Wild, man. That was wild.
I forgot what the fuck I was going to say.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
You want a sweetheart?
Okay, so sorry. So this is what happened. When we were doing a press show at the Viper Room for that record, which was like a month and a half before it came out, Lars had gotten other people to help him with his Napster fight. And we were friends at the time. We'd talk about the stuff, and he would tell me what was going on. And he said, he was like, bummed out. And I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, well, man, fucking Fred Durst told me like 2 days ago that he's gonna back me up on this. And, you know, me and him and like Madonna are going to go fucking take on Napster together. And so
what a group.
A couple of days later, it came out in the paper that Napster gave Limp Bizkit $1 million and sponsored their tour. And then he came out and he was like, yeah, I'm not going to fight these days. And totally like, fuck Lars, you know?
Yeah.
It's basically like stood at the edge and was like, no, you go ahead and jump first. I'll be right behind you, buddy. You know what I mean?
Hey, do you have
and basically
check?
Did that to him.
You got that check?
I felt like that was a terrible thing. And you can look this up on the internet if you Google my name and Fred Durst. So for this show,
I did that before.
I had a friend of mine. I had my ex-wife make me a shirt that said, fuck you, Fred Durst, on the back. In big red letters, and then it said fuck you Fred Durst here, but you couldn't read it. And so I just wore it like to make this guy laugh so that he would think we were, you know, hey, you know, we like you, whatever you want to do. We don't like Fred Durst. I hated that music anyway.
Aww. It's one of those days.
That's right. So I wear this shirt not thinking that I'm doing a press show. And so like as soon as we're done, like everyone's like, come here, can I get a couple of words with you about what the problem you have with Fred Durst? And then like the next day in the NME, there was a picture of Fred Durst. It was a picture of him like this with his legs up pointing at his asshole. And it said,
was it exposed?
This is what I think of Gowdy.
What?
Swear.
Was it an exposed asshole?
My
no,
butt.
No.
That's
he
what
was
I
wearing
think.
Clothes.
Good one, Fred.
My
yeah.
My butt.
But it was real. There was a very intense like afternoon I had.
It's all
where,
about the she butt. He
where
butt.
I got like called into like the label. And like I had to walk into this conference room, and Lars Ulrich had his head in his hands, and he was like, Johnny Gowdy, my fucking life is so hard, and you just made it fucking harder. And I was just like, I'm sorry, dude.
That is the perfect time to drop some Fred Durst lyrics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sounds like it. Me and Tell has always
just one of those
me and Tell sing it like old country.
Yeah.
We'll never, you know, we're just down on our luck. It's just one of those days.
It's all about the he said, she said.
Bullshit. My wife
and
left
chocolate
me.
Flavored starfish.
Is that what his lyrics are?
What is that? That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's an album. The chocolate flavored. No,
this dude loves buttholes.
The chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That water's not that bad.
Yeah, I love hot dogs boiled.
I feel like John Toll's
hot
band
dog water.
Opened for him.
Did
a
he?
A bunch. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just one of those days.
I'm about to he said, she said.
I'm Fred Durst, and I like butts.
I was trying to find an instrument that I could actually play that would work.
Let's play a ballad. Can
so
you get
good.
The? Could you pick up the piano?
He just pointed to his butt. He was just like, hey, man, this is what I think of you.
Damn, that's like a Hawaiian, like a upbeat YouTube video. Like a 15-year-old girl playing a YouTube video ukulele, Fred Durst style.
One of those days. It's all about
he said, she said. And then like someone does one of those like cup things where it's just a bunch of cups stacking.
Dude, we should if you guys don't mind, we could write a song and then make a video for it, put it on YouTube, and take every element from every successful viral video.
Yeah.
And so just, instead of cups,
but
we just
set
use
it
kittens.
To a
it's just stacking kittens.
Set it, stacking kittens.
Meow, 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 meow.
Setting ourselves on fire in the shower.
Oh, that's not
Did someone
bad.
Really do that?
That yeah, that was a thing.
What?
People were set. They would cover themselves in like flammable liquid and then set themselves on fire and turn on the shower. And it's called the fire challenge. But everyone was getting like third degree burns.
Hey, you guys are young. Have you ever heard of Slenderman?
Yeah. That was weird. No, so Jake are going to write for, that was the one of the things we had to write for the packet was
about
Slenderman. So I had to look it up.
Slender Man?
I don't get it.
It's like Slender a Cuban Man. Guy. That's what we call him back in Miami. Yeah. No, man. You go Slender Man.
Slender
he comes
Man.
And fucks with all the little kids.
He's got no face.
Slender Man, dude.
So what? I saw a thing about it on 2020. I didn't have a gig on Friday, and Zuri and I literally like just hung out and watched like 2020. Well, we got in the Shark Tank, though. You guys watch Shark Tank? It's the greatest show ever.
You got on
Isn't
the Shark
Mark
Tank?
Cuban on that?
What I say, yeah, what I do is I say, it's time to get in the tank. And then I turn it on and I watch it.
You plug your...
I'm so into it. I'm so...
It's great. There's a lot of ridiculous business proposition.
Yeah.
No, I'm more of the business when I watch it because I'm kind of a prestigious businessman at heart. And, you know, CEOs blowing smoke up my ass about those memos.
The FUBU guy's on there.
I'm a businessman. Yeah. FUBU guy.
It's all about the memos.
What's he doing now? Because now it's kind of for everybody.
He's on the tank.
By whoever.
He's in the tank.
I just saw this picture. I saw this picture of...
That's adorable.
For everybody, by Target.
I remember Masana. Last year at Christmas, my grandpa just passed away in May. But maybe not this Christmas, but the Christmas before.
Don't you buried her in FUBU?
My cousin came up to me and she was like, why is Poppy wearing a Sean John running suit?
Why was it? Was it? Did he just film a P. Diddy music video?
He was wearing Sean John. It was real weird. This is a 90-something-year-old dude wearing Sean John.
You don't want to fuck with that guy, though.
It was just really out of
That's
place.
That's adorable. Was it like velour and he had it all the way zipped up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, this is a tremendous.
Tremendous.
Very warm. I am very warm.
This is a guy that's very scared very to be hot, to be cold.
Mafia yeah. Don.
Yeah. Oh, that guy was amazing. I don't know where there's a picture of him somewhere. I'll show you. Believe me. Guy was unbelievable looking.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Sean John.
Yeah.
Sean Don?
Sean John.
Sean John. Yeah.
Puffy combs.
Puffy combs. This man is incredible.
He can rap. Suit.
I have seen him in the movies.
Very funny.
Well, my grandfather actually was cool. He used, don't you like it when people go, oh, that was a good picture?
Yeah.
That's about cool. Movies?
Like, you know, like, what's the guy, that old guy that's dying of cancer in Magnolia?
The actor?
Yeah, what's his name?
Oh.
Hundreds of guys.
I can't remember.
Guy, you know, that's a great story about that. Like, he
the
wrote
Jim
that
Carrey
part
movie?
For somebody else. No, that movie Magnolia. And Paul Thomas Anderson read that he had been battling cancer. And he saw his picture and he was like, fuck, he looks amazing. Like, he looks perfect for this. So he like called him. He's like, dude, I know you're totally sick, but will you do this
Please
movie?
Please do this film.
Because you're like in the exact shape that we need you to be in for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You Pretty think weird. It was wasn't sick. A method move?
No. He got cancer.
Hey Doc, I got this shoot.
What do you think the best way? I'm doing candy, I'm doing cigs, I'm doing a lot of high fructose corn syrup.
Can you just like put it in me?
Can you put it in me?
Can you just put a lump? What I was just watching something. What was I thinking about?
I don't know, but I like this, like the Pensive Ryan County.
I was just thinking about, you know how sometimes it's just one of those days?
It's all about the he said.
What,
sweet tarts in my mouth.
You have Fridays at Velveeta Room?
Mm-hmm.
The late show.
The late slot.
Great show. The late slot.
Late mm-hmm. slot.
That's what it's called. Sorry.
That's fine. No, it's wonderful. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
I love the Velve.
Me
I'm
too.
In love with the Velveeta Room.
I think I'm in love with it too.
On a serious note, are you stoked with the scene here? Comedy scene?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Shut
if I
up.
Can be real with you, there's a lot of
There's a lot of haters.
A lot of he said, she said type stuff going on.
It's just, you know, sometimes you have one of those days where you just look around you.
You don't want to wake up.
And you're like, you're a starfish.
Everything
you're
sucks.
A starfish. You're a starfish.
Give me something to break.
Are you serious? That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And sometimes you feel like you're just working for the nookie and you just don't know what to do.
You're thirsty.
Do you know who that walrus-looking guy is in that picture? Were you just looking at that walrus guy?
Yeah.
You know who that is?
No.
What walrus guy? What are you talking about?
There's a picture of me and a weird old dude.
Those are two dogs.
With a cop shirt on.
That's a dude?
Yeah. No.
No, that's my mom.
The photograph.
The photograph.
This?
No.
I was wondering who that was.
That is, that guy's name is Jeff Skunk Baxter.
The original G.I. Joe?
Well, actually,
he looks like a G.I. Joe.
Actually, he is a special...
Special ops.
Covert. Oh, yeah. Anti-terrorism expert. But
I like his
he's
beret.
Also the guy with, have you ever heard Reeling in the Years by Steely Dan?
Yeah, Steely Dan's
he's
a
little
bit.
That's him.
That's his guitar playing?
Yeah. He's in the Doobie Brothers. He was in...
Was he ever in a war, or he just looks like
what's
that?
What's
that? To read it.
Minute by minute. He's on yeah, Minute by Minute.
I know.
Oh, that's you have that tattoo?
The skunk. Why do you have that?
Because it's my favorite song.
Minute by minute by minute. I keep holding
by
on.
By minute?
Holding on. Yeah, yeah.
Is this a by minute on. Commercial?
Call my name and I'll be gone. You'll be reach out and I won't be there. Avery.
This is my favorite guy.
Your music thing.
I like Steely Dan, I like Gun Montreal.
I'm not a Steely Dan fan, but I like the Steely Dan. I like
love
that
him.
Dude. I got to spend a day with him. Really, it was unbelievable.
I have a sad story
what,
that I'll tell you about Steely
golly.
Dan. Saved a lot of money to go see Steely Dan at Best Concert Hall.
Sure, you
like,
got
it. Like a lot of money. It was going to be $300 or so.
For one ticket?
For two tickets. Saving money. My grandma ends up like helping. You know, so it's not that much. We go, we eat weed crackers.
You and your grandma?
No, me, oh. Jackson and I.
Awesome.
And I fell asleep for like 15 minutes, and I woke up during Peg. And I woke up.
Peg. That's him too.
Yeah, that's Michael McDonald. Yeah. I woke up during Peg, and I was like, what the fuck have I? Did I fall asleep? And I was like, no, we spent so much. This is, I've been waiting for this my whole life. And I thought I'd never get to see Steely Dan. And it was beautiful
was that their
and amazing.
Like their final song, their encore?
No, but I slept for 15 minutes during the fucking show.
Can we get that? Can we move the mic to that?
It's getting it.
All right, so I don't know anything. I don't know the lyrics, but if you play it, I'm gonna make my own. Yeah. Okay. I just wanna be hugged. I wanna be hugged, y'all.
If you have a change of heart.
Can we close this podcast out with an original
yeah, what do you want me to play?
J-A-R.
Do we want
to be? Jar?
A jar?
Wait. Let's get a thing going.
Yeah?
Hold on. I like to get the things going.
What's that?
Do you
got a keyboard?
Dude, I've got everything. I've got it all, man.
All right, so let's,
if it's Bossa Nova?
Oh, you know, we never talked about...
Oh, that's my weak shoulder. Talked about...
Brandon Lee.
Oh, yeah.
We got to plug it because we have to... I mean, people need to know.
All right, let's plug it. Oh, shit. That sounds good.
Go ahead. Plug it with the drippy.
Okay. You want to play... This will be an exciting... You want to play the piano for us? Brandon Lee and the Crows. That's our band. We've been around, if you haven't heard of us, for quite some time now.
It's Ryan and I and Mike Wiebe. And it's kind of like a... What would you say, like a pop?
It's kind of like pop goth.
Pop goth.
So this is going to be an original.
Yeah, all the fundamentals of pop music, like very catchy, but we're brooding, and it's the lyrics. We have something to say. Ryan has something to say.
It's a lot of... Okay.
Yeah.
So let's do an upbeat one, though. We don't really do upbeat, and I feel like you're an upbeat guy, Johnny.
Yeah.
So what's are you gonna change the
Hey.
Oh, shit.
I'm also Cuban.
Hey.
All right. Because usually we don't collab. We usually just sit in a dark room with candles and write.
Yeah. We write and then we switch pieces of paper and then we set music to whatever the other person wrote. Yeah.
There we go.
There we go.
This is more. Now then we're going to add that.
I mean, we've been looking for like a track for that summertime song lately. We haven't found it
Should
yet.
Should we go summer? All right.
Summertime.
These lyrics aren't done. We're going to do summertime. What do you want to play? Piano, keyboards?
I'll play this.
Okay.
There's a song about summertime.
This is Summertime by Brandon Lee and the Crows, featuring JG and the Crushers. Well, it's summertime.
Summertime.
I said it's summertime.
Summertime.
The passion's hot. The sun is hotter. It's
so
summertime.
Hot.
Hanging out with friends. Oh, with shit, a maraca. Shake, 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 shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake.
It's some summertime. 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 For friends and stuff. It's summertime. Pina coladas. Pina coladas. Summertime. I got sand in my shoes because I'm at the beach.
Sunshine.
Oh, ow. I got a tan. Ha,
ouch.
Ha, ha,
ouch.
Ha, ha,
ouch.
Ha, ha,
ouch.
Ha.
Summertime.
Ho, ho, ho. It's
summertime.
Summertime with your best friend.
Summertime.
We're best friends. Ha, ha.
Dance break. Ah,
check this out.
Ha, 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 ha,
ha. Summer.
Now, this okay. is the saddest part about it is that this show is normally with musicians, and I adamantly don't let them play on my show. But this is the best part about it is that we just recorded an original song, which will be out on the podcast.
Cool. That's a real
summertime.
We're a real band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, I know. I know.
Are we applauding ourselves?
Yeah.
I did not mean to at all. Not
oh no! I'm
make you think you were
no.
Real
I
bad.
Didn't picture.
he didn't
just
mean
a lot
it as
of
an
the,
insult.
Like,
right?
Yeah, I didn't take it as an insult. Okay. It's just like, you know, we're real band Brandon Lee and the Crows, and we've been around for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's what Fred's been saying though, is that you need to like, you know, stop being so testy when people try to give you compliments.
It's been a
stuff.
Big thing. MTV2's been calling us about interviews, and I'm kind of I shouldn't take the calls anymore.
Yeah,
but
I'm
so I appreciate
I'm
you playing that jam.
Now.
That's a un.
that was an unbelievable say, jam. Yeah. Is there anything that I'm missing before we go?
Party times, excellence.
666, 420, and 69, probably.
616. Am I right?
Is that
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Why is it?
Oh.
No, you're not right.
Isn't that where you're from?
What?
No.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. Why do you know the area code to Grand Rapids?
I don't know. That's the
real mark
of the beast.
402, Nebraska, the good life.
Yeah.
That's where my parents live. And
four more years. Never forget.
I love you both of you are very funny comics. Let me just get that in before we go.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I'm glad
of a
that I met you.
Type. I wouldn't consider myself comedy's more comedy, but thank you.
I understand. Yeah. Ryan County, Avery Moore. Great comics. Go see Avery. She does that late show on Friday nights at the Velveeta Room. If you're in Austin or if you're coming to Austin, you like the funny, go out there. Both of these people are very, very funny. I've seen Ryan perform a lot of times. I've only seen Avery once, and it made me laugh like crazy. So I assume she's a genius. Okay, I hope you enjoyed our conversation. We'll have more music dudes on in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget that you can subscribe on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us everywhere, man. Look at that new podcast app on your iPhone. Yeah, put it on there. Subscribe to it. That way it comes every Tuesday, every Friday. You can like our Facebook page, How Did I Get Here? You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter. I am at Johnny Gowdy. I'd like to thank Avery and Ryan for coming by. That was a nice Sunday podcast. Don't normally do them on Sundays, do I? Nope. So it was nice to have them in. And I do love the Ohio players. Zuri hung out for that one. That's who was hanging out and laughing. A lot of times she was sitting next to me, but then she was scared she was going to snort on mic. Zuri, what a sweetheart. I love her. All right, guys. Thank you to Avery. Thank you to Ryan. Get out there. See some comedy. Get involved. Do what you got to do. Follow the podcast. Subscribe. Get on our Facebook page. And have yourself a merry little Christmas, even though it's not Christmas. Let's get down.